Well, Steve, congratulations. The awards keep coming. Aviva Premiership Player of the Month. That's reward for you being such an important part now to this Leicester team.
Well, yeah, I'm quite surprised, actually. I didn't even think about it, but yeah, to actually receive it now and knowing about it, I'm pretty happy. Excited.
You look back over the last, 18 months since you made your debut for the Tigers. Has it surprised you how the Tigers have bought your game on as a young, 20-year-old when you arrived here to what you are now?
Well, that's what Leicester's all about. They bring in all young guys and they help them develop the game, and it shows out there, a lot of boys out there playing and they're fighting for positions now. So, hopefully we can take that on and it should be good.
You talk about the boys, and I noticed a quote you said the other day. You don't call them your teammates, you call them your brothers. That gives a fair indicator of how close the unity of this squad is.
Well, yeah, we're pretty close here. I've always seen it. We spend more time here at training and everything, besides away from our families and everything. So I pretty much see our family here in Leicester and the Tigers and everything. So it's always good going out there in the games and knowing that your brothers are around you. And they'll be there to back you up and everything if anything goes. So,
if you look at your own game, Steve, I mean, you didn't get to the World Cup with Tonga, but presumably now your Tigers form has got to be pushing you to get back into the international market, isn't it?
Well, at the moment, not too fussed about international. I'm just happy here playing rugby for Tigers. They've helped me develop my rugby since I've been here. It was upsetting not going to the World Cup, but obviously the Tigers here. Even though we started our start here at the Tigers this season wasn't too good, but we've lifted up from there and we've picked up, and the boys have come back from the World Cup and we've gained from everything there.
Picked it up in some style as well. I mean, that's 5 bonus point wins on the trot recently. As you've been pushing yourself up the Aviva Premiership table, the confidence has come back into this Tigers side. It must be a good place to be at the moment and a confident place.
Well, I think the confidence has been here the whole time. It's just needed to sort out a few things. And the boys, we had a meeting a few weeks ago, and that sort of everyone just ironed everything out, opened up, and now the squad's been player-driven. So it's good that the boys will step up. And yeah,
going to be even more of a challenge this week up against the league leaders on their own patch. What particular threats do you think Harlequins have got for you this weekend?
I think they're quality players all around the field for Harlequins. They've got rapid blokes outside. They've got physical blokes up front. So we've got to be on our game to take them on. So hopefully we take on our intensity that we took to Northampton into the Queens game.
Could be